said, neither give the devil a place. For we are not ignorant of his devices. Are you there? Please read. Want to go? Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, were you reading the Bible as well? I don't know what you are reading. I couldn't make anything out of what you are reading. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Sold his destiny for something that he idolized. You are going to pray. Every idolatry in your own life. Every idolatry. Today, you separate yourself from them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Open your mouth right now and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, anything in my life, in my conduct, in my action, in my speech, Father, that is idolatry to you, Father, by your mercy and the shed blood of Jesus, separate me from it. Separate me today from it. Separate me from it today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Separate me. Idolatry is a destiny diverting sin. Pray. I will not sell my birthright for any idol. What have you made your idol? Have you made money your idol? Have you made people your idol? Have you made your intellect your idol? Who or what have you made an idol? Today, they must come down. They must come down. They must come down. Every idol must come down. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray! Everything that is idolatry, hindering my destiny and causing the enemy to divert my glory. Divert my opportunities. Divert my divine blessing. Today, come down. By the authority in the name of Jesus, I command you to come down. Esau idolized food. And he caused him to sell his birthright. My destiny is not for sale. You sick old devil. My destiny is not for sale. I refuse to compromise my destiny. The blessings of God, the promises of God in my life are not for sale. I refuse to sell them. My destiny shall not be turned aside. It will not be rerouted. Neither will it be deflected. In Jesus' name, pray with me. My Father, answer me by fire. Oh God, any plan of evil forces assigned to carry out evil diversions in my life today, receive fire, be consumed, and perish in the name of Jesus. Turn it to your prayer right now. Turn it to your prayer right now. Every evil forces assigned to carry out evil diversion. In your life, Let them catch fire and perish. Today, they must be terminated. Beloved, some of you are not praying. Open your mouth. A short mouth is a short destiny. Open your mouth and pray. There is power in your tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Beloved, nothing happens when your mouth is closed. Confession, the Bible says, is made unto salvation. You want to be saved? You want to be saved and delivered from trouble? Open your mouth and declare you are a child of God. You have the authority. Put the devil where he belongs, under your feet. Open your mouth. Confess what you believe. Confess with authority. Begin to confess it. That your destiny will not be rerouted by any evil force. It shall not be deflected. Your glory will not be diverted. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let God begin to get rid of them. Father, get rid of all those evil forces. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Their work is terminated in your life. Their works are destroyed in your life. In the name of Jesus, the blessing that is due to you shall not be diverted to another. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, what is yours is yours. What is mine is mine. I must get what is mine. I must get it. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray the blessings of God. That your name has been written on. And it says, Oluyinka Adebimpe for 2019. It's not going to 2020. Amen. This 2019, it must be delivered unto me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever those blessings has been locked up, either in the realm of the spirit, in any demonic bank or vault, they must be released unto me. If it's here in the physical, in the hand of anyone, if they will not repent and release my blessings on them, God will get rid of them. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, open your mouth and turn it to your prayer. The blessings that are yours from January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. This December 2019, every blessing, beloved, when you ask God for something in January, bakata yashata, hey, the angel said amen to it, and you are yet to see it, begin to pray. We still have 2 weeks in December. God can work a 24-hour miracle on your behalf. If you believe him to do it, begin to pray that prayer right now. And say, Father, let those blessings that my names are written on it. Beloved, you know those blessings. You know those things you believe God for. You know those things that you want God to do for you. God can still bring it to pass. God is never late. It's not too late. He's just never late. When it's God's time, it is time. And God is saying to you today, ask me, command me, and I will bring it to pass. Let those blessings begin to come. Let them drop into your life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, our drop box is open. Fill it up, oh God, with those blessings. The blessings of January, the blessings of February, the blessings of March, the blessings of April, the blessings of May, the blessings of June, the blessings of July, the blessings of August, the blessings of September, the blessings of October, the blessings of November, and the blessings of December. Lord, let those blessings begin to drop into the life of your people, everyone under the sound of my voice. Father, by your mercy and by the blood of Jesus, I make a demand for the release of these blessings into their lives before this year runs out. In the name of the Lord Jesus, do that which no man can do in their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask that by your mercy, surprise somebody under the sound of my voice. Lord, surprise somebody with a pleasant surprise. Do something that is beyond their expectations.
in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Where they have given up, show up for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. What the enemy has diverted, Father, let it be rerouted back unto them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every opportunity that the enemy has diverted, every substitution that the enemy has made, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask for his return unto your people, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every joy that has been substituted with sorrow, Father, let the joy return unto them, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every financial breakthrough that has been substituted for lack, Father, in the name of Jesus, let it turn around and bring abundance unto them, in the name of Jesus. Every destiny helper that the enemy has diverted to someone else, to help someone else rather than your people, Father, today I make a demand through the blood of Jesus that blessing, that destiny helper will come, will show up for them. They will show up for them this week, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They will show up for them this week, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every destiny helper that God has written, that they will help you, they will assist you, they will work tirelessly to ensure that you get your breakthrough. Every one of them that has been diverted, in the name of Jesus, I command their return into your life to fulfill destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Before 2019 expires, I say to you that blessing will come your way, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That job that you've been looking for, it will show up. That job that has been diverted is coming back to you. I command its return to you through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For the price has been paid in full by the blood of the Lamb of God. And by the power in that blood, I command that job to be released unto you. I command that business that has been diverted to someone else to return to your life, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pick up your Bible. Lamentation chapter 3 and verse 33. The book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 36. Hallelujah. Verse 36. Are you there? Okay, let's read together. To subvert a man in his course, the Lord approveth not. To subvert a man in his destiny, the path that God has set for you to walk in. And remember, God told us that the plans that he has for us, they are plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a future and a hope. So the path that God has set for you and I, there is prosperity there. There is protection there. There is provision there. There's preservation there. There's promotion there. There is progress there. Praise the Lord. So to subvert a man in that cause, the Bible says God does not approve of it. In other words, every evil plan to subvert God's glory in your life, today it must be terminated. Open your mouth, terminate them, revoke them by the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. For to subvert a man in his cause, the Lord does not approve. The God does not approve it. If he does not have the approval of heaven, then he has no right manifesting in your life. What is poverty doing around you? What is lack doing in your life? What is sickness and disease doing in your body? They should not stay there. For to subvert a man in his course, God has not approved it. It has not met with the approval of heaven. Therefore, today we disapprove what God disapproves, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I will live, I will not die.
I will live to declare the works of God in the land of the living. Prosperity is my portion. It is the promise of God for me. God said he didn't plan to harm me. Anything that the enemy has done to harm my destiny, harm my glory, cover my glory, today in the name of Jesus, I command it to be uprooted. I command it to lose its power over my life, over my destiny, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No more subversions. We disapprove them today because God disapproves them. The Bible says, whatsoever that you disallow on earth shall be disallowed in heaven. Whatsoever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We disallow any subversion of our destiny, blessings, opportunities, glory, destiny help us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No more darkness. Darkness must give way to light in our lives. No more ignorance. It must give way to illumination in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We choose to walk in the light. We shall not walk in darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's lift up our two hands. Father, any diversion or substitution that he is meant to drag me back to hell, that is meant to prevent me from reaching my goal in life, that is meant to remove me from my place of divine blessing, that is meant to waste my life, today, Father, let it be removed out of my life. Turn it to your prayer right now. Turn it to prayer. Turn it to prayer. Turn it to prayer. It must be removed out of your life. You will not be taken away from the path of your goals in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The enemy will not substitute a life of purpose with a life of aimlessness in your life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree over your life, your life shall be meaningful. Your life shall have value in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your life shall be a blessing to other people. This is the will of God, and this is the word of God for you. Anything contrary to that is disapproved. It is disapproved. Upon this altar of God, it is disapproved. In the name of Jesus, any evil altar speaking contrary to the will of God for your life today, I shut them down. I shut those evil altars down. For it is written, hear the word of the Lord. Surely they gather, but not of me. But because they do not have my consent, they do not have my approval, they will fall for your sake. Let such altars be shut down now, and every priest of such altar be silent. I silence your voice right now in the name of Jesus. Every evil pronouncement that has been pronounced against your life, they shall not come to pass. For who is he that will say a thing and it will come to pass when God has not commanded it? Whatever pronouncement of poverty, accident, calamity, disaster that has been spoken against you, today I command it disallowed, disapproved in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to take just 1 minute. You may go on your knees, do whatever you want. Talk to God yourself. Talk to God. Do whatever. You may just raise your hands. You know, it's your heart that God is looking at. It's your heart that God is looking at. I want you to take a minute and talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. We're about to move into a new decade. 2020 is the beginning of a new decade. Baba, I'm not entering it with burden. I'm not entering it with confusion. I'm not entering it with storms in my life. So today, Father, today, by your mercy, Lord God Almighty, Let it all end. Let it stop. I want to enter 2020 in peace. I want to enter 2020 with great expectations. I want to enter 2020, oh God, not with disappointment and discouragement, but I want to enter it with great expectations. Father, Father, nothing is too late for you to do. You can still move. You move mountains. You make a way where there is no way. You are a way maker, a need meter, a covenant keeper. You are a miracle worker. You are a prayer answering God. You are a hope restorer. You are a promise keeping God. Father, keep your promises with me. Do something, oh God, in these last 2 weeks of 2019. That will cement my confidence in you in going into a new decade. Father, do it, Lord. By your mercy and the shed blood of Jesus, I ask. For it is not of he that willeth or runneth, but God that shows mercy. Father, let your mercy bring it to pass. Beloved, talk. Talk to your daddy. Talk to your father. Ask him something. I say, Lord, do something. Give me a token for good before we enter 2020. Something, Father God, that will cement my confidence in you. Something, Father God Almighty, that will stir up my boldness in your word. That will give me a testimony to share with people. My life must not end in this year just like that. Something powerful. Something glorious. Something miraculous. Father, do it, oh God. Give me a testimony. Give me a praise report. I too want to stand in front here to say, come and see what the Lord has done. The mercy of God has done this. Lord, give me a voice of thanksgiving. Give me a voice of thanksgiving before this year ends. Give me a voice of thanksgiving. Let me come and thank you for a miraculous thing that you do in my life, in the life of my family, in the life of my children. Oh God, smile upon me. Smile upon me before this year ends. Are you praying, beloved? In Jesus' mighty name, begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. You can rise on your feet. Begin to thank God for it. God will not disappoint you. As you have asked, you shall receive and it shall manifest in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There's someone here. God is going to put a smile. Amen. A smile on your face before this year 2019 runs out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it's going to happen in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you are going to meet someone. Ayabakata yabashete. It will open a door unto you that will open other doors. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I prophesy it over your life. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. I call it done by the faith of God. You will come back. You will testify of it. To the glory of God. And to the advancing of his kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God for keeping you up till now. Thank him that he's keeping you. For this testimony that is about to break forth in your life. Hallelujah. Because of it, he has kept you. He kept you because of that testimony. Begin to thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Lift up your hands and thank the Lord for answered prayers. Thank him. Thank him. Father, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord. Thank you because it is done. We believe that it is done. Your mercy has taken over. Your favor is already turning things around in our favor. Glory be to your name, Father. We give you all the praise, glory, and adoration in Jesus' mighty name. You are going to do something that you've probably not done before. Before this year runs out, in fact, before this week runs out, give a gift and say, Father, I've come to thank you in advance of his manifestation. You see, it is so, some people say, I said, when I hold God like this, it will be like, say, I put a rope for a neck. Hallelujah. He will have no choice. Remember Cornelius? God had no choice. He said, the way that this guy is giving this thing, is giving. If I don't do something, my reputation is at stake. Hallelujah. You've got to do something that God himself will say, my reputation is at stake here. I've got to do something for her. I've got to open that door for her. I've got to open that door for him. Hallelujah. Amen. You are going to give that gift. An offering you have never given before. Maybe you don't have it as the Holy Spirit speaks to you. Hallelujah. That's it. You will give it. Amen. You have the whole of this week. Next Sunday, bring it along. If you have it before then, make sure you give it unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord will answer you.
Amen.
Hastily, he will move the host of heaven.
Amen.
To begin to walk tirelessly on your behalf.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not miss your season.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
This week, I declare it a profitable week for you.
Amen.
A productive week for you.
Amen.
A powerful week for you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Your going out and your coming in is blessed. You are protected. You are blessed. Your life is preserved. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever calamity that has been programmed into this month, last month of the year, it will not locate you. It will not locate your family. In the mighty name of Jesus, it will not locate your job. It will not locate your business. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatsoever the enemy has stolen from you, I command restoration this week to come back to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, begin to worship the Lord. Worship him, worship him, worship him. Worship him, worship him.
Father, Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name because you are a faithful God. We thank you because every spoken word will not return back.